Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Tonight, I come to talk about crisis and opportunity, about rebuilding the nation, revitalizing our democracy, and winning the future for America. I stand here tonight, one day shy of the 100th day of my administration. 100 days since I took the oath of office and lifted my hand off our family Bible and inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
The worst attack on our republic since the Civil War. What a nightmare image of that corpse that looks like he's been tarted up with some makeup. Stephen Miller called it like watching paint on the old side of a barn, but it's far worse than that. It's watching him rot. It's like watching the soul of our country rot. It's like the portrait of Dorian Gray, simply out of control. And a total lie. We lost 750,000 people during the Civil War. Another million died of their complications the next decade, it's estimated. Of course, more than 60 million people died in World War II around the world. We all know about Vietnam. We all know about the Cold War. We all know about the issues that have unfolded. But the statement that the worst attack on our democracy, whenever we're a republic, since the Civil War is just asinine. In fact, that's soldiers that died. They don't have numbers on civilians that died, but it's estimated that millions died during Reconstruction. Millions of people is a bigger threat to the country in a civil war that almost ended the country, is a bigger threat than 400, 500 people going in the Capitol and maybe 20 of them having a fist fight with the police and then one cop dies a few days later from injuries that were not sustained in the melee but from a stroke. That's the reality, but my producer, Scott, made a great point. I kept asking myself, why are they calling it a joint address of Congress held on the same day as they hold State of the Unions? It's because they don't want a union. They want disunion. Everything they do is about dissolving the republic. So they call it a joint address instead of the State of the Union because they want to destroy the union and the republic. And they can't do that if the people still associate America with either. Excellent point by our producer, Scott Bronson. And that's damn true. And everything he said in the speech telegraphed that. So the headline of the live show today is very telling. Biden disguises communism and globalism as democracy. But in truth, the mad howl of pure democracy, the French Revolution and other events we've seen that leads to so much death and destruction, really is where this is coming from. Democracy elected Adolf Hitler. But Biden's even worse when it comes to his electoral history. He was not elected, and the evidence is overwhelming. Oh, but we hear, oh, national polls, 80%+ of people, 87%, 82%, oh, they loved it. They just love him. He's incredible. But all the online polls were 10-1, 8-1, 5-1 votes against him. We're doing a little report on that for you coming up today. It's all gaslighting propaganda in your face. We're going to analyze what he said in his schizophrenic speech, because a lot of it was lifted from President Trump, from Stephen Miller that wrote the speeches, who's a patriot, a listener of this show. We're just proud of our influence, your influence supporting us. And then the rest was dog whistles to the globalists and the communists for their takeover of the republic with those two witches wearing their stupid mask in the endless cult of humans are dirty, we're bad, wear the diapers on our faces, the symbol of continual medical dictatorship of this country. I 1,000,000,000% believe what I'm saying. Hell, everybody knows that. I just tell you what I really think. People say, Jones, why the hell did you just say that on air? That's embarrassing. Well, I'm not going to stop with only the good stuff about me. But I'll tell you this right now. You're nuts if you don't get storable food. And I've got the biggest, best sponsor with the highest quality food at the lowest price you're going to find. Can you spend triple or four times it and get, like, gourmet stuff that tastes even better? Yeah. Most of the stuff tastes amazing. Some of it tastes okay. The point is it's high quality, it's nutritious, and it lasts a long time. And compared to other competitors, they can't even get close. We've got 3 months, 6 months, your supplies right now, and I twisted their arm so hard to give you 10% off again because you're so conditioned only buy under super sale. We're doing it one more time. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. 10% off the entire catalog of My Patriot Supply. Get ready while you still can.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday. It is April 29th, 2021. And what a difference from President Trump's last State of the Union in 2020 with a packed house full of heroes and patriots and veterans and American success stories. And Rush Limbaugh there getting that American Freedom Medal before he died from the First Lady. To a virtue signaling gallery with only the first puppet lady, the first zombie lady, and a few other people like the Vice President Nancy Pelosi wearing mummy mask behind them. I mean, this is you wake up in a dystopic fever dream nightmare, and this is it. And the message is, this is not the people's house. We know you don't like us. We know you protest us everywhere. We know when big tech comes and lies to Congress that everybody gets in their face. And so now we're going to shut everything down. Constant virtue signaling. And, of course, they have House and Senate meetings all the time. And they're jam-packed in there. But for last night, to show you how dangerous things are, the Kabuki Theater, they only had one-fifth of those who were in the Congress allowed to attend. Who said that? Who agreed to that as the rules of the House and the Senate? This is just dictatorship on top of dictatorship, all built on cult-like, mindless obedience. And then Biden got into the meat of what he's doing. He would coat the poison pill of globalism and transhumanism and communism with quotes from Trump, quotes from Stephen Miller that wrote most of those speeches. The speeches were a collaborative effort. Trump added quite a bit, but Miller at least half of it. Miller influencing Trump on Americanism, not globalism, will be our credo. And we see the numbers of national polls claiming, oh, it was a fabulous speech. Everyone loved it. But you go look at the downvotes. They're 10 to 1, 5 to 1, 8 to 1. This guy is super unpopular. That is the reality. And no amount of gaslighting is ever going to change that. And I want to go over some of these nightmare clips. And we have a special guest joining us in the second hour to be talking about this more. Laura Chin, great talk show host over at The Blaze. And then Dr. Jane Ruby's coming on to talk about, in the third hour, we're going to hit at the bottom of the hour. That is incredible. You've heard a lot about this even before the vaccine started. We told you about this 8 months ago, then again 6 months ago, but now it's big top stories because people are getting sick that have been around people that have been vaccinated. And 80-year-old, 90-year-old women are having menstrual cycles that hadn't had them in 30, 40, 50 years. and people are getting fevers around people that have had the vaccine. And it's in the literature that it makes you contagious. Shedding is just a fancy term for being contagious. Kind of like it's street slang. You're going to shoot somebody to bust a cap in their ass because the cap, you know, is what the hammer hits, the firing pin hits that shoots the bullet down the barrel that ignites the powder and shoots the bullet down the barrel, called bust a cap in your ass. Well, when they say they're shedding, it's like saying, I'm going to bust a cap in your ass. That's the same thing as I'm contagious. I'm going to give you something worse than COVID-19. And we're going to show you directly from the documents and a report that just so happened to be completed today by the great Greg Reese. And we're not a competition around here. We just love to celebrate success. He consistently now is getting about 1 million views per video. And the great part is there's no Alex Jones on them. And so people are repurposing them and posting them all over the internet. In fact, we're putting out a version that is bug-free. So InfoWars doesn't even get credit. We don't even want the credit. We don't care. We just want to defeat the New World Order and their giant genocide operation. Through their soft kill medical operation. So get the videos, edit them, share them, cut them down, expand them, do whatever you want. Just use it all. The new video, vaccine shedding, causing miscarriages and blood clots in females, particularly in unvaccinated females. And it's a nice 3.5-minute briefing. Great to share, great to save lives. And if you put it on your Facebook, you put it on your Twitter, if you share it with your friends and family, via your email or text message, you will save lives. Because this is definitely their big move right now. So we're going to go to break in about 4 or 5 minutes. I'm going to come back and drill into the state of the globalist takeover, the joint session, which they call the joint address instead of the state of the union, because they want to destroy the union and the republic. And they can't do that if people still associate America with either. That is coming up next segment. And then more on that in the second hour with Laura Chin. Look at this nightmare cult we're in. Wow. The Pelosi and the other puppet, Kamala Harris, with their damn mask on. They're never going to stop. And their cult followers are never going to pull the mask off. It's their cult of their criminal takeover, the symbol that they're dirty and they're bad and they're a criminal gang, and it's the October Revolution 2.0. I mean, they admit that's what this is. Financed by the fabulously rich Rothschilds that funded the first go around 104 years ago. We are in a lot of trouble, boys and girls. But look at the sacks of garbage they got to recruit to do this to us. Now, separately, people are ready to hear the truth now more than ever, and that's why if you spread the word about this broadcast, people are really ready to receive the truth. And, you know, I talked about the fact that we've been instrumental in really waking Tucker Carlson up, instrumental in influencing Rush Limbaugh, instrumental in influencing Sean Hannity. He's told us that. You've seen the Republicans come a long way being radicalized as Americans because we hit the barbed wire first and covered Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and the New World Order and the pedophile rings. And now that's all entered the general vernacular, and people understand it's Americanism versus globalism, it's freedom versus slavery. That's why it's more important than ever to keep us on air. We make it easy. We're self-funded by viewers like you. And so that's why I am really, really encouraging listeners to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get products that you absolutely desperately need that are essential to your health and wellness. All the essential vitamins, all the essential minerals are in our wonderful product, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. So it's liquid, so you absorb more of it than when you do with most capsules or all capsules. It's got key amino acids for uploading it. And despite the fact it's close to selling out, it's still discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Then vitamin D3, which is also in winter sun, at a higher dose, is king. It's the big one you need for your immune system. All of them work in concert. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Also discounted. But back in stock is our ultimate turmeric formula, 95% curcuminoids, also great for the immune system, but also joints and a lot of other parts of the body. Anti-inflammatory support, flexibility support, and much more. It is 50% off, and so is VasoBeats. It's great for the heart, cardiovascular system, and the liver. Creates the nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a great product. People love it. It's at InfoWarsStore.com. Also 50% off. But I can tell you because we're so close to already not being able to have these products because of the supply chain breakdowns, we are going to end the sale on Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula on Tuesday. It'll be over because it'll be, looks like, 8 to 12 weeks, if we're lucky, till more comes in, because we can't even get as much as we want. We got a limited order. So it'll go to 25% off starting next Tuesday, and that'll still probably sell out in a month. We go to full price right now, and it would sell out before we got more in. But I want those of you on the fence who haven't experienced it to get it, because I believe you'll keep reordering it, and it'll make your life a lot better. So Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. It's a staple. We've been sold out for 3, 4, 5 months. At least I've had it at the house for 3 months, almost 6 months sold out. And I was like, man, and I got it some in last week, started gobbling it, and the inflammation instantly went down to my face. Everybody could see it. And that's just how powerful it is. It's how amazing it is and how de-stressing it is at a metabolic level. So it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com. Oh, and two more things are close to selling out. They're still discounted. 40% off. That's Rocket Rest and Down and Out Sleep Aids. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Communist globalist agenda disguised as democracy in address to Congress. You're the pretenders. What if I say I'll never surrender? All right, let's get into it right now, my friends. This was a declaration of war against what's left of the free market economy by the big mega banks, by big tech. They're using lockdowns and shutdowns to consolidate control. After they bankrupt you, after they destroy what you've got to be self-sufficient and well-off and upwardly mobile, they then offer you a tiny life raft the size of a postage stamp so that as you sink into oblivion, you won't be angry at them, and they can cast themselves as the hero. They call it the joint address. Even though for the entire history of this country, it's been the State of the Union. Instead, they called it the joint addresses of the State of the Union because they want to destroy the Union and Republic. And they can't do that if people still associate America with either. But if they can say we're a pure democracy, well, a 51% vote to say whites are inherently bad and they've got to pay taxes because they're white, they've got to pay special fines. Well, then it happens. Or 51% say black people are inherently bad, and they've got to pay taxes because they're black extra. It happens. Well, in a republic, you have set rules that you can't get around, so the minority is protected as well as the majority. So the big populous state is protected just like the rural state. That's how the country got formed. It's how we came together. It's how we created checks and balances. But he got up there, and the biggest lie I've seen out of his mouth, that's saying a lot, and repeated what Chuckie Schumer said and what Nancy Pelosi said, and that's that this was the biggest attack since the Civil War. They also said since Pearl Harbor and since 9/11. All three of those things have been said, but he just now says, hey, it's bigger than 9/11. It's bigger than Pearl Harbor. It's bigger than World War II. It's bigger than Korea, Vietnam, World War I, where 20-something million people died. Close to a million Americans, 700,000+ died in the Civil War, and they're saying that this is the biggest thing since the Civil War. Wow, what a lie. Four dead citizens and one dead cop from a stroke in what would be in normal riots after a basketball championship or hockey championship or soccer championship, be a blip on the radar screen. But it was the Capitol that got overrun, so it's the end of the world. And they show those big crowds outside as if that army was there to do it. Because they do fear that if we ever have to go and take our republic back, say, from if they put Xi Jinping as the president, the media would tell you about out to him. I say he's not, if he's not elected. So, let's go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and talk about the reality here. And let's hear it from the zombie-in-chief mouth, the undead, reanimated corpse, the skeleton, the mummy they put rosy cheek makeup on. Here he is putting out the big lie that this was the biggest attack on America since the Civil War.
Inherited a nation, we all did, that was in crisis. The worst pandemic in a century. The worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. The worst attack on our democracy since the Civil War.
No, you're the biggest attack on our republic, buddy boy, with your mob rule, globalist-funded democracy. So it's all about redefining things right now. Now, let's go ahead and let's go to the next clip. This is Joe Biden saying the biggest threat is white supremacy to that democracy. So he's saying white people are the number one threat to America. Here is the puppet, the TRACOM agent, dividing and conquering.
The threat has evolved way beyond Afghanistan. Those of you in the intelligence committees, the foreign relations committee, defense committees, you know well we have to remain vigilant against the threats to the United States wherever they come from. Al-Qaeda and ISIS are in Yemen, Syria, Somalia, other places in Africa, in the Middle East, and beyond. And we won't ignore what our intelligence agencies have determined to be the most lethal terrorist threat to the homeland today. White supremacy is terrorism. We're not going to ignore that either. My fellow Americans, look, we have to come together to heal the soul of this nation.
You know, I put out the headline today that he disguises communism and globalism as democracy, and that's a true headline, but it's not strong enough. I'm going to go change it during the break. The puppet president declares what Psaki's already said, and the Pentagon's already said, and the Secretary of Defense has said, that supporting Trump, supporting America existing, supporting borders, supporting capitalism is white supremacism. I'm a white supremacist. Tucker Carlson's a white supremacist. They say it everywhere. So he said, being a white supremacist is terrorism. So even if you were a white supremacist, that's not terrorism. There's plenty of black supremacists, Hispanic supremacists. You know, tribalism's out there. People have the right to do it if they want. And in this climate, I expect to see more of it. I don't defend it. It's a way to divide and conquer us. But no, terrorism is actually murdering somebody, blowing something up like Antifa and BLM's been doing. A riot at the Capitol is not terrorism. But still, it's not good and it shouldn't have happened. But notice he says, white supremacism is terrorism. So anybody they define as a white supremacist on a no-fly list, like Nick Fuentes, or you're picked up by the police and they say we want to use the CIA and the FBI. What did the ranking Republican in the Intelligence Committee say? Nunes, a few weeks ago, he said they're preparing to use the intelligence community against Americans and gun owners. They are starting a civil war, the final end of the country. You go, that'll destroy the country. That's the globalist plan. They're there to wreck the country, run us up on the rocks. They're wreckers. It's their plan. And here he is, then using the UN slogan, Build Back Better, which means world government great reset. And he goes, that's not even enough. We need to do more than Build Back Better. I mean, wow, here it is.
We can't stop now. We're in competition with China and other countries to win the 21st century. We're at a great inflection point in history. We have to do more than just build back better. We have to build back better. We have to compete more strenuously than we
are. We're going to come back and pull the full clip. Ladies and gentlemen, the entire Great Reset is about shutting down Australia, New Zealand, Europe, Canada, the U.S., and any other former British Commonwealth countries to move everything to China and bankrupt us. Everything is a wet blanket. Everything is cut off the pipelines. Everything is shut off the factories. We're being totally shut off right now. They're announcing there won't be gas for a third of the country this summer. They're announcing food prices will be 76% higher within 6 months. I got it all coming up. We are under total globalist assault. America is under attack. Last week, I had a caller to my radio/TV transmission. And he said to me, he said, Alex, there's all these facts and all these numbers and vaccines being recalled and people dying from it and people getting sick. How do I reach out to my friends and family and explain to them and to warn them about the danger? And I said to him something very profound because it's so true. Trust your gut, trust your spirit. what the Bible tells us. And I said, ask those friends, those family, those neighbors, do you feel good about this vaccine? And his answer was, no, they don't feel good about it. So go with your gut. Well, let me ask you again. How's your gut feel about getting storable food? How's your gut feel about getting down the countryside? How's your gut feel about getting guns and ammo to protect yourself? Well, I know what your gut's telling you. We have the best durable food, the highest quality, at the lowest prices you're going to find. 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now, or PrepareWithAlex.com. Go with your gut and fund the InfoWar. InfoWarsStore.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Let me just explain something to listeners right now, and then I'm going to hit this huge news. It's also huge. I've decided that all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy, so I actually took off Saturday and Sunday 90%. I still did some research. I couldn't help it, but I spent, you know, 14 hours a day with my youngest daughter and my oldest daughter, and my son came over and visited some, too. And so that was very refreshing. And then last night, I probably worked till about six or so, and I made the decision yesterday. I said, I'm so sick of Biden, I'm not going to watch this joint session thing, this abomination. I said, I'll just read the transcript in the morning. So I watched Angry Birds with my daughter. Angry Birds 2 is pretty funny. And that is more research, and I went to bed at about 10 o'clock at night. And then I got up at 4:30 in the morning, and I went to Infowars.com, and I went to Gateway Pundit, and I went to CNN, I went to Fox News. I mean, I went to Twitter. I scanned over what he said and did. And then now that I came in this morning and started watching the boil-down clips, they've got me like 20-plus of them, almost no one is even getting what Biden really said. Almost no one is getting what Biden really said. He declared that they are officially going to use the intelligence agencies like we're in Afghanistan or Iraq on the American people, and that they're bringing troops home for gun owners and conservatives. That's how they define white supremacists. So when you know the definitions and how they operate, then he also said that, you know, you shouldn't have to have a job to get a paycheck. So now they're going to call universal income a paycheck. They're redefining everything right now. And the clips go on and on and on and on. And so he's a doddering puppet. But the people that wrote this, they go, America's back. Freedom's back. We are, democracy's back. When they're the ones overthrowing our republic and due process and engaging in political purges. So it was, I'm your friend. America's here. We're America's. We're here to help. By getting rid of the borders and bankrupting your currency and taking your guns and declaring white people are inherently bad. I mean, the Bolsheviks funded by the big banks are making their move just like they did in Russia in 1917, 1918. And that's it. And they've said that. I mean, these people are absolute total monsters. And their plan is to break the country and make us totally poor and controlled forever. And there's so many cowards out there that know this is going on and keeping their head down. Well, that's the reason we're going to lose everything. I mean, this is disastrous. Trump wasn't perfect, but man, I tell you, you know why they're going after him. They let him know that if he kept preparing to run for office, he kept trying to control the Republican Party. If he went out and did rallies around the country, and if he said the election was a fraud, which is his right to do, the evidence is overwhelming, it was, that they would start the indictment of Rudy Giuliani and then Trump Jr. and then, of course, everybody else. And it makes me admire Trump really more than ever. I know he's, quote, out of power, so it's out of season to admire Trump and support him. But he's definitely the lion in winter. And he's a symbol of the republic. Still strong, still ready to fight, but outnumbered, overwhelmed, and just the lions alone, surrounded by a bunch of cowards. I know the American people are ready to stand up. I know you're upset. But when it comes to leadership, DeSantis is good. Jim Jordan's good. Devin Nunes is good. I mean, you know, Rand Paul's good. Ted Cruz. But still, they behave as if it's business as usual to a great extent. We're under a world government takeover. And so I hadn't seen that clip till they played it. I read the little transcript, but only part of it, where it's, oh, you know, white supremacism is the biggest threat in America. And then when I heard what he said, he goes, just being a white supremacist is terrorism. Well, they define everyone as that. They define me that as, I mean, I trend on Twitter every week, sometimes number one, as a white supremacist. It's like their religion. White supremacist! White supremacist! White supremacist! They just say it like abracadabra, abracadabra, open sesame. And that's their legal excuse, they believe, to come set me up and throw me in irons. And then the FBI gets a little lollipop from Chuckie Schumer and the ADL. And you've got super creepy Sacha Baron Cohen on TV saying, I need to be arrested. I mean, they have ADL meetings on TV where Alex Jones needs to be taken off the air. We need to arrest people like him and Mark Zuckerberg if he doesn't let us run Facebook. And a month later, they handed Facebook over to the head of the ADL. I mean, my God, I've read a lot of history books and I've studied a lot of stuff. The closest thing I've ever seen to Stalin or Hitler is the Democratic Party. And there they are saying, you're the bad man and we're going to get you. And I talked to other big national talk show hosts, and they're all getting death threats and being attacked and having their families attacked. I mean, folks, I'm not going to lie to you. This country is in dire straits. We became decadent. We got mesmerized by television entertainment. And by the time all the, you know, tough guy businessmen that just play golf all day and only care about themselves and think caring about the country, it was stupid and it's a global system, they're about to lose everything and their whole birthright and their wealth. Because the globalists are planning on bringing this country to its damn knees. They want a mass purge. They want death in the streets. They want a big bloody civil war to hurtle the whole planet into a new dark age. And people say, why would they do this? Because it's the will of evil people. They like to wreck countries. They like to burn things down. They like to murder people. They like to stomp around in black uniforms and dominate. And when you're a meth head devil worshiper college professor that, you know, by day spews Marxism at the college and by night runs around burning down police stations, you are protected. You are worshipped by the FBI. Because they know that that is the foot soldiers for their takeover. They're just dirty lawyers that want to carve the country up at the Justice Department. We're weak, soft people now. We don't have value in ourselves or our ancestors now, and so we are in deep trouble. Now, I said I'd get into the big shedding news, the contagion news, and there's a lot of it in the special report. I said this segment, I'll do it next segment. And then with Laura Chin of The Blaze, a really smart lady, we will dissect Biden's speech, and we will break down what it really means. But it's all there, universal incomes, being pro-America, you're a white supremacist. You've got to renounce America or we'll call you a white supremacist. And if we call you that, no judge, no jury, you're on no-fly list. You can't have bank accounts. You can't have jobs. And we're going to basically arrest you next. First, they demonize you, take you off the Internet. Then they take your banking. Then they make you homeless. Then they tell your family, kick them out of the house or we're going to take your credit away. And then you're thrown on the street. Then you're picked up and taken to a facility where they chain you up and five or six pot-bellied Antifa pedophiles come in and rape you before they kill you. And their main mission is to get you and rape. Folks, I'm not kidding, okay? They all lust and dream. They said, and I've had Antifa tell me 20 years ago, say, we take over, we're communists, we're going to rape and kill you. And they're just soft, weak people, but they've got the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers behind them. And they want a blood meal on you. They know you're good. They know you're strong. They know you love God. They hate you. Just like they hate unborn babies. And they're coming. But thank God for George Washington. Thank God for the Second Amendment. Thank God we knew it was coming. And we've been preparing and warning people. And I know in my heart we will defeat them. But it's going to be horrible. We're going to have Nuremberg trials. They're going to get trials. We're not going to rape them and kill them in a dungeon. We're going to give them trials. And they're going to have to go to prison, and those that lead this are going to have to be executed. But that's not our job to do at this point. They're going to launch their attacks. It's coming. Just like the Bolshevik Revolution, just like Hitler, just like the Maoists. But now it's here. Now Judgment Day is here. You're going to feel the full rape of Bill Gates and the Satan system. All right, we'll come back with the key intel. Stay with us.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck, or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Senate House rules. They said, most of the members of the House and Senate aren't allowed in because of COVID. You know, they're all in there every day. They did it just for the State of the Union that he's renamed, the joint session, just to exercise their power. And they have House rules making House members wear masks even when they speak, and they just follow the cult rules. Because Fauci's God, and who funds Fauci? Bill Gates. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you for joining us. We talked about this last year. We talked about it in the medical literature. We had scientists and medical doctors on. We had virologists on. We played many clips of other top virologists and scientists saying the same thing, that this mRNA vaccine is not a vaccine. The virus vector vaccine is not a classic vaccine either. And it goes in and reprograms the cells to produce what the outside programming RNA tells it to do. And that causes shedding. Well, shedding is a nice word for being contagious. So overhead shot, please. We have this nice little folder here for you on shedding. This is a small little portion for you. And now it's big news. Because all over the world, women who are 70, 80, 90, who haven't had a menstrual cycle in decades, are now having their menstrual cycles again. And women that are 20, 30, 40 are suddenly having them all the time or not having them, and they're having miscarriages, and it's being reported. Mainline scientists, Chicago Tribune, It's happening in Canada. It's happening in Germany. It's happening in Australia. Well, I thought I'd play this new Greg Reese report. That's the featured video at band.video. And I'd like to see this report get 10 million views. Our biggest report's gotten 6 million at band.video. I really want to break that record. I'd like to see you go to band.video right now and send this to everybody you know, man, woman, and child, and say, check it out, share it. This is important. This is life-saving. Evidence is overwhelming that these mRNA vaccines are reprogramming the cells, they admit, to create superviruses that are now actually going to start killing people, and they'll claim it's a new COVID variant. What a genius plan for their bioweapon. Because you see, viruses always mutate, become less lethal. And then sometimes they mutate and become more lethal, but then they, again, become less lethal. But if you can put a virus that's already lethal but mutates a lot, but weak, into a body, it's going to then program, quote, the same protein and put out the virus, the RNA, at a much larger level. And that's just one way it can do it. And then you get a bunch of variants that will actually kill people that have never come in contact with anything like it. So they turn you into a biological weapons machine. What a genius plan by the globalist. So before we play Greg Reese's report, here's a few headlines. This one is out of The New Scientist a year and a half ago. We now have the technology to develop vaccines that spread themselves. And that's what they first did with the H1N1 flu vaccine. They had, quote, a simulant the year before. It was actually the H1N1 that they spread it in. That actually came out in the literature. Wow, the boldness of that. And then you have all these horrible medical problems. Oh, you don't want to take it? Guess what? You're going to take it. It's live. It programs the body. Here's even your precious NPR. COVID-19 vaccines could add fuel to evolution of coronavirus mutations. February 10th of this year. Here's the Pfizer report saying that it can jump into breastfeeding women. And if you take the Moderna shot or the Pfizer shot or any of the mRNAs, it can jump into a woman and stop her breastfeeding and even hurt the baby. Here it is right here, PF0730208BND162RNA-base, COVID-19 vaccines, protocol C4591001. And then you can read all about it for yourself by inhalation of the skin from shedding from those that have had the mRNA vaccine. And it goes on to say that it can spread to pregnant or breastfeeding women. So let's continue. Scientific study showing shedding of the vaccinated. Overhead shot, please. Case of vaccine-associated measles 5 weeks post-immunization, British Columbia, Canada, October 2013, Major Medical Journal. Outbreak of measles among persons with prior evidence of immunity, New York, another big study. And then it goes on from there. Detection of measles with RNA in urine specimens from vaccinated recipients. People are getting shingles. They're getting herpes now from the mRNA vaccines. Comparison of the safety vaccines, virus shedding, and immunodeficiency of influenza vaccines. And it goes on to talk about all those different types of vaccines given to you. Sibling transmission of vaccine-derived rotavirus associated with rotavirus. It goes on. Nature Medicine Engineering, attenuated virus vaccines by controlling replication fidelity. On and on and on. Okay? So, there's that, because when people complain or women complain or you die or your father dies or mother dies or you get sterile, they'll just laugh at you and say it's a conspiracy theory, thinking you're too stupid to have the facts. But you can share this quick report that we're about to air at man.video and shove it down Bill Gates' throat. So fight back. We have the truth. The people perish for lack of knowledge. The report is at band.video. It is your mission to share it now and tell others to share it now. Fight back with information war. Vaccine shedding causing miscarriages and blood clots in unvaccinated females particularly. An attack on our females again. The globalists say they love blacks. They're attacking the blacks. They say they love women. They're attacking the women. Anyone they say they love, they want to kill. Here it is.
According to a recent Israeli study, Pfizer's vaccine is 40 times more deadly for old people than the actual COVID-19 virus. And deaths began skyrocketing in Vietnam and Cambodia once the vaccine was administered to the public. By all accounts, the cure, an experimental mRNA gene therapy, is far deadlier than the so-called asymptomatic disease, which amounts to the common cold. Despite the fact that the U.S. federal government deliberately poisoned the alcohol supply during Prohibition, killing at least 10,000 people, infected thousands of children with the polio vaccine in 1955, leaving hundreds with paralysis and killing almost a dozen, infected millions of Americans with simian virus from contaminated polio vaccines, and aggressively pushed highly addictive opioids on Americans while diligently securing the Afghan poppy fields with our U.S. troops. Despite a dreadful history of death, injury, and lies, millions of people are somehow willing to line up for the latest experimental shot from Big Pharma. But not only is the vaccine causing death and injury to the vaccinated seem to be shedding something terrible to the unvaccinated. And Big Brother does not want you to know about it. If you Google search mRNA vaccine shedding, all you will find are articles claiming that such a thing is a conspiracy theory, as if we are all stupid. But if you specify for anything published prior to, say, 2017, you will find a different story. Right at the top, studies show that vaccinated individuals spread disease, sources several scientific studies showing how vaccinated individuals can shed the virus for months and infect the unvaccinated. And in their very own vaccine trials, Pfizer was concerned about shedding. In particular, they were concerned about pregnant women being exposed to vaccinated test subjects by inhalation or skin contact. After a young woman posted on Instagram how her menstrual cycles were affected after coming into contact with a person who had recently been vaccinated, she was inundated with hundreds of messages from other women who have experienced the same. Her account has been deleted several times by Instagram for sharing these stories. Women who have bled for weeks after being in contact with the vaccinated. Women bleeding from their eyes. Women who have bled so badly they needed blood transfusions. Several women having miscarriages. And girls as young as 1 year old bleeding from their vaginas. These personal accounts are banned and censored from the public. And now President Joe Biden is announcing that fully vaccinated people can go outdoors without a mask. It seems that the worst is yet to come. For InfoWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
They are now launching the bioattack. By the way, it was hundreds of times what they told you where they initially gave people polio on purpose. They told my grandmother that she was given it by accident, but that's how she got it and was paralyzed. Look, they've threatened to kill me for bringing this information, but it doesn't matter. We're all dead anyways. We don't get it out. This is life and death. This isn't a game. The globalists have launched a worldwide bioattack. Pray to God, get ready, and spread the word. We're all...
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
I want